Harris and Mr. Romar Smith. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good over here.
Good, doing good in the neighborhood. And also, I see on I got my guy, the boxing guru. Is that Mr. Mark Daniels in the house? Oh, hold on 1 second. Yo, Mark.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yes. Mark, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
Hey, you echoing a little bit.
How about now?
Okay, you good.
Okay, good. Oh, man, it was a lot of things going on in sports. I really had a banging show plan for you guys, right? But something took a left turn, and I'm so glad you are here with me right now, Mark, because I want to let you have the floor on this one first, because I'm at a loss for words on this one. Me and the guys were talking about it earlier, and a lot of things is going on. First and foremost, my heart goes out to all of Memphis, Tennessee right now. I can't even talk. When I saw that video, cause I just saw the video this morning of what transpired in the city with Memphis, and it was five police officers. Kevin, help me out here, Rip.
Well, I mean, with everything that was going on, you know, I've seen a whole lot of people commenting on social media, like, all last night and this morning, and everybody basically say the same thing, how heartbroken, how angry, you know, how all this played out. It is like, they are speechless. And we sitting here trying to process how everything unfolded. Supposedly, I think it happened earlier this month, and it was released last night around like 7. And so, you know, I've heard, you know, people comment, you know, talking about it. And like I said, I can't get myself to even watch it, because you already know, like, I mean, it's already heartbroken and angry how, you know, it's going to end it up. So I tell you what, man, you know, prayers to the entire city of Memphis, because they've been going through a lot over the past few years, you know. But yeah, man, it was rough last night, to say the least.
Yeah. And Mark, what were your thoughts on it?
You know, when situations like this happen, we're so used to, being able to say, you know, this is a white on black crime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, man, this was horrible. And what makes it even worse is this is one of these times we can't complain on no other race but our own. And it's one of those things where, man, it's hard to say. I mean, I'll be honest. I saw a picture. I didn't want to see the video. I'm tired of seeing videos of young black men or black men and black women, period, being beaten and killed. And what these men did, first of all, they had no business ever having a badge. Ever. You know, this puts a hell of a stain on the city, which the city had been thriving, the Grizzlies, different things. They had some positivity going, but then you bring this in. You have a chief of police who is a black woman who's going to lose her job. You have the mayor who is white, and Milt. And fellas, Kevin, Romar, put yourself in this dude's seat for a minute as the mayor. Every time something like this goes down, it's usually a white cop beating the hell out of a black, killing him, whatever the circumstances are. Now he sits back, the mayor of Memphis is white. That threw me off, because the city is like 90% black. But the mayor of Memphis is white. And this dude is like, okay, now I got a situation where it's black cops beating, you know, and killing a black male. They already feel unsafe when a white cop pull them over. Now their own kind is starting to do it. How are we going to deal with this? first of all, like I said, the mayor, I hate to say it, chief of police woman, I don't know a lot about her, but she won't be the chief very much longer. Hey man, these dudes is getting ready to get 30, 40 years behind this. This ain't gonna be like that. You know, I hate to say it. You know, usually this happens. You get, you know, the dude gets 5 years or some stupid crap. These brothers is getting ready to pay. The young man is screaming for his mom. They tasering him. They taking turns. I mean, I don't know how to describe this, man. I honestly don't. This is horrible. And as a black male, I'm going to tell you straight out, I hope, man, I wish they gave these brothers the chair. That young man didn't deserve that. His family don't deserve that. And I'm at a loss for words, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I know they were having protests last night. The only thing I was curious about, and I'm going to be honest with you, man, I'm like, what kind of protest is it going to be this time? Because this ain't no white cop killing a black. This is a black killing a blacks killing a black male. The brutality of these policemen, maybe they, I mean, damn, they go through a background and everything. I could have became a policeman when I out in California, and I said, no, this ain't my way to go. They do a thorough background. I don't know what else you can do. I honestly don't know. It almost makes me wonder, was there some underlying that these brothers knew? I mean, there's so many things I tried, scenarios I tried to come up with. And this, family lost some brother, cousin, uncle, father. No parents should have to be waking up today talking about this, having to go on the news again with this. I hate to say this, but I think the thing that makes it worse is this time he was killed by a black male killed by his own. I don't know what else to say.
Roma?
Well, I'm going to start off. I was saying most of the same things you were saying in the car on that way over there when we was talking about it. And it just goes to show you an example of how sometimes you shouldn't have some people
abuse
power or a position of power. I didn't even know that the black man,
the young black man,
they
died.
Until I read it this morning.
On the way over here.
Yeah. You know, another takeaway from this whole situation, I was watching that Today Show this morning, and the thing that's most heartbreaking for me was when he called out to his mom. And he was like, the mom was only three houses away. And that's the thing that this thing's the worst, because, you know, and just to see, you know, the mom getting on the podium and seeing what she had to say this morning, it just makes you want to cry, because, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, what she's going through now, because, you know, and like I said, I know there's a lot more to the story than what we're watching right now. I know there's a lot more to this, but just by the pieces that we have seen in the last 12 hours or so, I mean, like Mark said, man, we just don't know anymore. I agree with everything Mark Dane just said, man. I'm at a loss for words too, you know?
Yeah, and I just hope that, you know, justice is served for him. And this, it goes to saying, we just set ourselves back.
Yeah.
We set ourselves back. And that's, I mean, I don't feel, I feel for, I mean, I feel for this man's family. I feel for this family, but not only for that. There are five other families that has to go through the humiliation process, because I strongly of the belief that these families did not raise these men to do something like this.
I'm sorry, they have to deal with that humiliation, because regardless of the fact that they knew what they were doing when they did,
That's the disturbing part.
See, you know what, Mill?
I'm sorry to say, I can't wait to see what type of example I made out of it.
Well, you know something? I'm with Romar on this. I'll tell you straight up. And man, these brothers got to be, I mean, they got to be, this penalty's got to be stiff.
Now think about,
like I said, yeah, sorry, I'm sorry.
If they didn't know what they was doing, why would they body cameras be on? They knew what they were doing from the start, and really, they didn't care if they got in trouble for what they was doing. Because they didn't.
You know, if I had a son at this point, and he was one of those cops. I think the first thing a parent's going to ask is, what in the hell were you thinking? You know, I didn't raise you to do this. How could you do this? Because, as parents, the first thing I'll say is, you just took another parent's child. And, I tell you what, I know it sounds crazy. We saw the George Floyd, we saw all these other situations. And man, this might have been the worst one. And I keep saying it's the worst because
it's black.
Our own people did it. And I think the most important thing that was said was that it puts us back. So it puts us back, bro. Because, the first thing is being said, see, you give them a little bit of, you put them in a position where of leadership and authority and they act a fool, or they don't know how to act, however it wants to present itself. The bottom line is we just got put, it puts us back. Kevin, you said something, I guarantee you this. When you talk about justice, these brothers getting ready to get the book.
Yes.
This ain't going to be that off 3-4 years. No, hell no. These brothers is getting ready to get some serious, serious crime. It takes you to where, at least for me, if I was in California and I went to church tomorrow, I always take that time where I have my own one-on-one with the Lord, with questions, with thanks, things of that nature. It really leads me to wonder, to almost want to ask you, hey, what is going on what is going on? Give me some guidance and an answer, because you can't even trust law enforcement to be a protection to you. I don't know, man. I can't call it, bro.
It's a sad reality. You're right. It's really sad.
It's so sad. It's so sick to my stomach to think that this could be possible.
I really didn't know a lot about it until like yesterday. I had a lot of things going on myself. I really hadn't, man, when I saw this, I was just like, oh my God. I don't know, Mill. Maybe we can get on a positive, try to get somewhere positive. And say a solution will eventually come with this. The family doesn't deserve this. I just feel horrible for the mom, the dad. I mean, all families involved. Because I think, and I'll end it for me with this. The families of the guys that did this, they can reach out to that man's family and say, I'm sorry. You know what the real reality is? You ain't gonna wanna hear that. You ain't gonna wanna hear nothing. You ain't gonna hear that, because it ain't bringing their child back.
No,
that's what I said. No, I wouldn't want to hear that. I don't want to hear. Best thing you can do is realistically just don't even come. Don't say nothing to me. That would be my mindset.
Yeah, thank you guys for saying what I was not able to say. Cause I saw it today and I just couldn't believe it. It was just unbelievable. So Mark, Let's step in your wheelhouse today. What's going on in the world of boxing?
Not much. They're setting up, they're talking about the Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia fight. Ain't a whole lot going on, though. I'll be honest with you. Like I said, this state of boxing's got to change. Too many, you got power organizations that's dictating everything. Nothing exciting's really coming up. I mean, that sounds crazy, but nothing exciting. I think Errol Spence now is going to fight Keith Thurman instead, they say. Ain't nothing really happening, brother.
Okay, cool.
Well, actually, Mark, I'm glad you're on it early because I text Mill this yesterday, and there was a story about Conor McGregor. He got hit by, I think it was a vehicle. I'm trying to pull it up now. But he got hit recently.
Yeah, this happened, I guess, a few days ago. He's out riding a bike, his bike on the road.
Yes.
And the guy hit a blind spot, didn't see him, going full speed and hit him.
Yes.
Miraculously, this dude didn't get hurt.
Yeah, because he said he'd have been dead right there. And I was when I happened to see it yesterday, I said, we got to get Mark on here and get his thoughts on this. We got to.
Hey, man, the Lord looked out for him. I don't know no other way to put it. The Lord looked out for him because, reading that story, this dude got hit. This is like you riding on Midlothian or something on your bike, and the dude come around and don't see you because the sun blinds you. He going 70 and hits you, and you're able to get off the bike and go home. Now, I've never heard of nothing like that, man. I'm going to be honest with you. How he did not get hurt, I think his pants got ripped or something.
Mm-hmm.
It almost makes me think he probably putting a little more onto it than what it is. Because you ain't getting hit by no car, no 70, 80 miles per hour, and you just walk home. I mean, maybe he got ran off the road or something, but man, to get hit? To get physically hit by a car.
To get physically hit by a car.
Yeah, and you don't get hurt. Unless that car was made out of some kind of styrofoam or something, you're going 70 miles per hour and get hit and you don't get hurt? I ain't heard nobody survive that yet.
Maybe I should get some of that proper 12.
Hey, I tell you what, I got some downstairs. I thought about it myself.
Oh, how is it?
To be honest with you, it's good. It's good. It's on the same level of like if you're drinking Jameson's. Actually, to me, it's good.
I'm going to have to give that a shot then. I might have to try that out. Because I honestly thought that it wasn't going to last when it first hit the shelves.
Trust me. It moves. It sells. I think I bought two bottles or three in the time it's been out in friends. That's what they prefer. He sold it and made millions, to be honest with you. I mean, triple digit millions.
Hey, what can I say? That's like the athlete's ultimate second job. They find something to corner the market with. They patent it and live off of that. All these athletes live off of endorsements. All the legends. They find a way to make those endorsements work a lifetime for them. So. My dad. This sounds just something's wrong with Romar's mic. So me and Romar and I is gonna have to share a mic for a minute. But before we get into real down to the nitty gritty and meat and potatoes, because we had to get that out of the way. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Tyre Nichols. And I stand for all these guys. I said on the way over here, all five of them getting a needle. That was my thoughts, but it's just something about when it's showtime and you got that on your mind, you just really don't want, it got kind of hard for me to say without saying any of the forbidden words. But anyway, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Tyre Nichols. Studio W sends our love. We want justice, but this is something that really set us back. So let's talk about what's going on tonight before we get into tomorrow. See, we are wrestling heads up here.
Yeah, here we go. Yes.
And one of my favorite pay-per-views, Mark, I'm sorry, we get it. It's our soap opera. Let us have it. It's one of my favorite ones. Is the Royal Rumble tonight?
Yes, sir.
8 o'clock. Who you get?
On Peacock.
Who you like? Who you like in the Royal Rumble, man? Well, tell me what the Royal Rumble means to you.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. Growing up as a little kid, man, it's like, you know, you never know who's actually going to win it, which is like one of the few times we can't say it's rigged like other sports. But whoever wins gets an opportunity to go for a title shot at WrestleMania, which is like the Super Bowl of wrestling. The best thing about this one is, one of my personal favorites is, you got people from the past, you know, people we ain't seen in years happen to show up, you know. Like this past Monday on Raw 30, that's why I tried to hit you up on Monday. I said, man, I hope you watch a Monday Night Raw, because all the legends was coming out. Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, you know, with DX. And, you know, I mean, I was just fired up like the whole 3 hours. You know, it's only a rare time that I can actually stay up till 11 o'clock and not get tired. But but it's a dream to see. You never know who's going to actually come out on top. It's 30 people involved. It's 30 men and 30 women. Brock Lesnar, he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. He announced that last night on SmackDown. So it could be anybody at this point. Just when you thought you had a favorite, that favorite could be eliminated, you know, towards the end. So it's one of those things that I tell you, man, if you were like a diehard, a true diehard, like we are, man, shoot, we just lose our mind, because it's a little kid in us, man. It's like, it's, you know, when we get our pay-per-view fix, man, it's nothing like no other.
Roma?
Well, I don't know. I can't, it's hard to judge any of the matches tonight. It's going to be hard. But I don't think Roman Reigns is going to keep both belts. I think he's going to lose one of them. That would be the interesting thing.
You think he's going to lose to Kevin Owens?
It could happen. He has been a thorn in his side lately. And he don't trust Sammy.
Well, let me enlighten you guys on something real quick. The Royal Rumble is always a sign of things to come.
True.
And Russ, and with the WWE, they're looking for the biggest draw of drama. That's what gets the main event. So you always gotta think big. You always gotta think with a twist. And you always gotta, see what's inside, what's best for business. It's best for business to have Roman Reigns and the Usos keep the belts all the way up until WrestleMania. And then sometimes, you know, you don't have to need a break. You don't have to need a change of the guards a little bit. So he might lose them both at WrestleMania. Usos might lose everything at WrestleMania. That might be where the bloodline falls.
Maybe.
And who better to know that than an honorary Us? Cause y'all know I'm an honorary Us, right?
So
pick to win the Royal Rumble is going to be Sami Zayn.
Really?
Yes. This is how the bloodline falls. I'm an honorary Us, and I'm sorry I saw the replay, and my fallout was for it. I'm kind of glad I missed it live. Cause that way I can just fast forward through seeing all these old relics keep coming back, trying to relive their old glory days. I get sick of that crap sometimes. I'm sorry. Much respect, dude, cause they have paved the way. Okay. But I ain't come to see you.
Well, Hulk Hogan, I can agree with you on that, because
I never liked Hulk Hogan. He can kick Alaskan rocks.
But I mean,
I never liked Hulk Hogan.
If you notice though, his mic kept going in and out, and I think that did that on purpose because we're at a point in our career, like I said, we've been watching this since we were toddlers, and at by now, we're tired of hearing him saying the same old thing of what you gonna do, brother, you know, all that stuff, you know. but then, I mean, some of the ones, it was kind of funny with DX. He's dealt with the same annex for the last 25 years. You know, I know he's going to get tired of it at some point.
Yes, I'm so sick of it. I mean, I mean, the Road Dog's neck is bigger than his head right now. He was almost a cruiserweight. He was like 230. He like 250, right? 250, 260. I don't want to see him no more.
Oh my God.
HBK, I love you. I don't want to see him in the ring no more.
I'll agree with you on that one.
Triple H retired. I don't want to see him. Kurt Angle, I don't want to see you guys no more. Not sitting up here trying to wrestle. I never want to see Kurt Angle without a shirt on ever. I want to see all of them covered up, but don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, what about the Undertaker? How about that?
Same with Bray Wyatt has taken over, and now I need to see that segment. That was a change of the guards right there. Change of the guard.
Well, you'll definitely get that chance tonight when he takes on LA Knight in a pitchfork match or whatever pitchfork. It's called.
Man, I'll probably be in the bathroom and I'm not trying to see all that. I want to see the good technical Matt wrestler. I don't like the gimmick wrestlers. Like, give me a little bit of reality. Give me these guys in their rare form. Just not too much of the gimmick. Bray Wyatt's too much of a gimmick for me. I get the Bloodline's a gimmick too. Don't get me wrong, but that's just too much. But anyway, like I said, my pick is Sami Zayn. Roman.
Yes, sir.
Who's your pick for the Royal Rumble before we get into the real stuff?
I got Brock.
Why you got Brock?
Brock ain't finished. He's still angry. I know he's still like a once in a while type of dude, but I got him eliminating Bobby Lashley for the chance at WrestleMania.
All right. Word.
Oh man.
So we're gonna kick off this wheelhouse roulette. Oh no. Oh, Mark, I'm so glad you're here.
Uh-oh.
There was a comment on Jalen Rose that made about Ben Simmons, pretty much saying he was stealing money. Ski mask, gloves, and everything. And me and the guys was chopping it up over the week, and we decided, you know, we come up with a list of guys who's been stealing money throughout the NBA and the NFL. And I got the list right here. But who would be on your list of guys right off the bat? Who you guys still that's really out here stealing money? Hey, Mark. Oh, we kind of lost Mark here for a second. So I got my list for the NBA. We got Ben Simmons. Oh, cause you know, how much money has he earned? Estimation, how much is he getting paid? As how much he's getting paid. Now, how much he's earned means how much he's getting paid. How much has he played? He hasn't played a whole lot. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's playing this season. He's kind of putting up Draymond Green type numbers. He's kind of putting up Draymond Green type numbers. So.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Guess what we got in the house?
My brother, Rev. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rev is in the house. He is back at Studio W. And so,
how's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, we doing love now. I did say the topic was is stealing money, not stealing the church's money, But somehow Rev just seems to pop up when that came about. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just left the gym, trying to get me some breakfast in, man. Most of y'all, I ain't been on here in a while, but I'm training for a powerlifting competition, March 19th at Chaos Gym, supporting the Richmond Refrigerator Company. They actually have refrigerators all over the city of Richmond. And they put food in these refrigerators for our homeless community. So, as an amateur powerlifting event, there's an entry fee of $10 if you want to come and spectate. March 19th, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the donations are going to help feed the homeless.
Oh, that's right. My man, the Rev. Yes. Yes, definitely come out and support my brother doing that. It's the Studio W Sports page. It's your man, Mill. I got Romar Kev to my left, my right, and online I got the boxing guru, Mark Daniels, and the Rev. And guys, I'm going to throw out some names. We're going down from the NBA to the NFL since Jalen Rose came out the mouth and said he said Ben Simmons is pretty much stealing money. So, so guys.
Yep.
I got my NBA. And there's no, that we don't rank them, but we're going to vote on them at the end of this. Mm-hmm. I got Ben Simmons, Allen Houston.
Wow.
DeAndre Jordan, Tobias Harris, Andre Drummond. Anybody object to that? Any objections here?
Well, I can agree. I got two on this list that I definitely agree on.
Hey, cause I'm a third down. I just want to make sure that everybody had no objection to it. Anybody want to add something to that, anything before I go any further? Cause it's about to get a little bit more real.
I just know, Ben Simmons putting up, Kendrick Perkins type numbers for making all that money.
Oh, Kendrick Perkins. See, I said on Draymond type numbers.
No, he putting up Kendrick Perkins type numbers. Draymond at least go get you something a little bit more every now and then. Man, Ben Simmons is, whoo, Lord Jesus, I can go out there and put them numbers up.
I think any of us can go out there and put up more numbers than Ben Simmons can, and we don't get paid by it for it. So.
Not those minutes.
No, he got
the minutes part down. Okay, moving right along. We got PG-13.
Nah, you gotta take him off that list.
Why?
Because PG-13 career average 18-19 point score in the league. Man, that's still difficult to do. He just been hampered by from that catastrophic injury in the Olympic trials. He ain't been the same player ever since, but he's still a double-digit scorer when he on the court.
Oh, but this from Playoff P? PlayStation P? Way off P?
Hey, look, Ben Simmons ain't even got to the playoffs yet, so that man passed up on layups. He passed up on dunks. Paul George won't do that.
Oh, I mean, but no doubt, Ben Simmons is the worst of the worst of the bunch. No questions asked on that one.
I ain't saying he the worst.
I do.
But also,
if you look at it, Playoff P might not make the game winning shots, but he's gonna take some shots. PlayStation P gonna drive to the hole.
He gonna still give you 20.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna give me no championships.
I ain't, look, Ben Simmons might not can't get you in the playoffs if it was him by himself.
Yeah, but he's still in the same company. Okay. I ain't even got halfway yet. I got my dad's favorite basketball player, James Harden.
Yep.
What? Hell no, man. James Harden for about 5 years was maybe one of the top five players in the league. Might not get you a chip, but he was one of the top five. He changed offense, man, the way you play offense, man. James, two-step Harden, man. Even Sierra had a song for him, one-two-step. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark, you there? Okay, I got James Harden, and also got his other buddy CP3.
All right, that one I'm about to stop you on that one, because right now I know it's debatable, because you think, okay, he always gets hurt at the worst possible time. However, at least he finally got to a finals what, 2 years ago. He was there with the first two games and whatnot. So, you know, he's usually, when he's healthy, he's usually consistent. It's just the fact
you can't say CP3 still the money. Even though he won't get you a championship, this man will always get you top of the league. Y'all know how I feel about CP3. He'll get you top of the league. Regular season, he'll get you a nice little second to the playoff run, almost in the conference finals. You know, he's doing all right. He ain't stealing money.
His hamstring might be stealing money, but he ain't stealing money.
Roma,
I agree with Rev on this one. I can't see him stealing money. Everywhere he go, he done made a team better.
That is true.
So how can you steal money when everywhere you go, you turn the team into a playoff team?
Remember when he was in New Orleans with the New Orleans Hornets and how trash they were before he got there. He got them people that first they ever been in their lives. And then when he left, they was trash again for a long time.
Yeah. Yes, they were. So, but like, you know, I said, still ain't under produced championships. Hey, Mark, you there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the screen now. Let's see.
So by your analysis, Mr. Host, I mean Charles Barkley was stealing money too. By your analysis, the only thing that matters, Chuck was stealing money. Bonafide Hall of Fame player, power forward, six foot four.
Well,
hey, I got the greatest one that ever did it though. Grant Hill, he stole money for years with an injury.
I don't know about that.
Yes, he did. Grant Hill, he signed that. He got that big contract with same contract that Orlando gave McGrady to pair up with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when did the pair ever step on the floor together? He got all 7 years of that money.
That was injury. That was the Pistons pipping him to play on a bum ankle.
Very true, but hey.
And then Orlando was the fool for giving him all that money.
Yep, absolutely. But we're trying to keep it current. I was going to the past players right after, but I can't really say Grant Hill because I can't put Grant Hill over Kyrie Irving. I can't put Grant Hill over Kyrie.
You saying Kyrie stealing money?
Hello?
Yes. For whatever reason, he wasn't off the court. He was still getting paid to be off the court.
I don't know. That was up for debate too, because I don't really see that either. Because again, with Kyrie, before all the shenanigans was going on, he did get a ring, even though it was with LeBron's help.
I'm gonna tell you, like, Kyrie the worst teammate ever because he only played when he wanna play, but I can't say he's stealing money because when he played, he's something to get a triple double every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the past couple of seasons, the hardest thing to do was get him on the court. But he still got
on the court this year.
He still got that check, though. He's trying to earn it back.
He's the top vote getter for the players. He on the court.
Yo.
Yeah, we'll see how long that is. I mean, I don't give that a long shelf life.
Bro, you know why it's going to be a long shelf life this year? Because he don't got no contract after this year. He playing for a contract. You know, when you playing for your money, you play the.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I can't get through here.
Do you think? I still say Kyrie until he brings Brooklyn back to. I mean, well, I can't say back. Well, until he brings Brooklyn a championship. He's kind of.
So, Mia, in your analysis, because it seems like championship, the only thing that matters. So, Donovan McNabb stole money.
Absolutely.
Randall Cunningham
stole money. All these players that was great, that you love,
but your beloved Philadelphia
Eagles.
Reggie White stole money in Philly then.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're not talking about this coming from a Washington fan.
Hey,
we talking about you a Washington fan, yeah. And you talking about stealing money, and you pointing the finger at
Alvin
us.
Alvin Haynesworth was the greatest at it.
Hey, man, you can't tell people they stealing money when people keep offering them big money. They ain't stealing money. I bet you, if you was ended on your job and they offered you $2 million and you couldn't go to work every day, I bet you would take that. It's just food.
Ski mask. Ski mask, gloves, and all.
Exactly. It's funny how we, the working class people, always take it off of management in sports. Let them have a union fight. We want to fight with the players. We want to talk about the players not playing. I will play this game for free. No, you won't. Not if you can get paid for it.
But we all promised a champ. So what about Aaron Gordon?
Who?
Aaron Gordon.
The slam dunk guy?
Yeah.
Man, he on the team with the best player in the league right now. So, I mean, if you go offer me the money, is he still on a rookie deal?
No, he got a good contract.
Oh, okay. I can't, what are you putting up? It's hard to put up numbers when the guy beside you putting up 30, 10, and 9 every night.
He probably give him a good 16.
He probably, 16, 5, 6, 6, 5.
That's good with him and Jamal Murray.
He's getting paid starter's money, and only time you really hear about him is in the slam dunk contest.
No, he don't do that no more.
Yeah, and he don't do that no more. So what good is Aaron Gordon? All right, I got two more for you guys.
All right.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Yep.
Is Kristaps stealing money?
Hey, can you hear me, Mill?
Yeah.
No, I would say the one that's stealing the money is Kawhi Leonard.
Man, Kristaps, again, if somebody gonna pay me all this money just to be tall, I'm gonna take every little dime they gonna give me.
Hey, you know what? That's the scout's fault. They built him up to be all this, and oh, he's 7'3", he's gonna be this, he be that. Offered him a ton of money, he took it. I ain't mad at him.
Bo Cruz.
The unicorn. The unicorn out there getting all the money.
Oh. Okay, what about my guy, Russell Westbrook?
You ain't gonna talk dirty about my boy, Russell.
Westbrook?
You
gotta pull this crap out of the top of your head. Well, man, I've been a triple-double for 4 years in a row. Man, look.
Now, everybody can't win the championship, Mill.
for a long time, the Philadelphia Eagles ain't never had. So the whole history of your team was stealing money. What you talking about? Y'all got a little far right now. Y'all might win another one, two in the last 10 years. Now, everybody in the world that was an All Star, fortified Hall of Fame, stealing money because they ain't got no chip.
Why you got
some recency bias, baby? You got recency bias.
Did I say anything about football?
I'm just saying we got to compare this thing now, because if that's the case, Seth Jordan stole all Philadelphia money.
Allen Iverson,
Ivan Iverson stole all the money out of the Brotherly Love, and we going by that. Or was he stealing? No, that man was the animal. He was the beast.
But I, okay,
he win a championship? No, he ain't win no championship.
But when I ask you guys who y'all think is stealing money, who y'all got?
I say Kawhi Leonard. Dude plays when he wants to. I'd like to see him at least play five times this year. To me, it's Kawhi Leonard without a doubt.
So in that case, will we also throw AD in there?
You know who really stealing money? Jared Jones. Jared Jones stealing money because he keep charging astronomical prices to keep us looking at these daggone Cowboys lose all the time. Got the number one rated. He has the most view. The Cowboys have the most viewed games in NFL history over the last 10 years. And he's probably all top 10 Cowboy game and with the Super Bowl included. And they stealing money. Jared Jones is stealing money because he keep putting that subpar product out there for us to keep talking about every year in the playoffs.
Well, he's a good hype man. And they've been choking every time.
Every
Dakota Sky.
Okay, so we're gonna we're gonna go ahead and switch gears. We're talking about we're gonna jump to the NFL. It is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. To my left and right, Kevin and Romar. Online, I got all my guys, Mark, the boxing guru, and the ref. Stealing money out of the NFL.
Okay, here we go.
And I hate to go on this one. I'm 1-2. We're going to keep this one in the VA, and I'm going to start off with one. Ooh. Carson Wentz.
No argument there.
Yeah, nope. No debate from him. But I mean, I wouldn't put him as the worst one. But I mean, I've seen worse ones than him actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we here for. Any objections with Carson Wentz?
I mean,
anybody?
I mean, he is on my list. I would not put him as number one.
I'll put Clowney as number one.
In the NFL. Actually, I don't. Well, he's on my list too, but I don't have him as number one either.
I got Clowney being number one on my list.
Aaron Rodgers is on my list.
Aaron Rodgers is on my list too.
He's big pimping up in Green Bay.
I also got Russell Wilson on my list.
Yeah, he's number one.
Yeah. I got him number two on mine.
He's been robbing people in Denver lately.
Now see, Rev, these are guys that won championships.
They won championships, but now they, look. Aaron Rodgers got as many championships as Brad Johnson.
And Trent
Dilfer.
Think
about that. Very he got true. As many championships as Trent Dilfer. Aaron Rodgers, the GOAT.
Jeff Hotshedler. One Super Bowl.
Hey, we also got to talk about another one of VA's on. We got to call out one Mekhi Becton.
What?
That man ain't really making no money, cause how can you be stealing money? You reaching, baby.
I was
been in the league for 3 years, man. He can't help it. He big. Leave my big brothers alone. I'm gonna fight you on the big brother thing. Leave the big brothers alone.
You must know something.
Stick together for life.
Well, you must know something I don't know about that one.
He went top five in the draft. That's automatic 25 million, but you ain't seen him play yet.
Yeah,
but then again, look at the team he's on too.
I mean, but he played maybe one or two, three games at the most. I ain't seen him play too much in what he been in the league 3 years.
Something ain't right.
So do you have him on your list too, Omar, or do you have Becton on your list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry to say.
Okay, I didn't think about that. Never really crossed my mind. I don't have him on. Mine, so.
Some gotta give. And some of the training staff, the training, the rehab, something ain't right. Cause for some strange, ungodly reason, this man got superhuman talent, but cannot find his way onto the field. But he's still getting paid high-end rookie money. It's not as much as Matt Ryan or Kyler Murray, but you know, it's still some money. Cause see, I got Matt Ryan.
He ain't stealing money, man. Yeah, it's just weird freak injuries. How can you have them down and stealing money?
Some ain't right. I don't know what it is. Some ain't right.
That's the medical
personnel. He got Jameis Winston trainers or something. What's it? Jamarcus Russell trainers or something. He need to fire his doc. He need to fire his doctors or fire his trainers or something. Get some new ones because the ones he got ain't working. I'm sorry to say it.
Man, you hard on them, boy. You hard on them.
You know what? Okay. How about this one? Another one who's like number two or three on my list.
All right, who you got?
Of stealing money. Yo, boy. Ryan, I'm on another level Tannehill.
I told y'all that nigga was stealing money from the Chippin' Chops. I told y'all that.
That man is on Oceans 11. George Tooney from Oceans 11. He done tricked them people to give him all that money. Old star himself.
No, that right there. You know how fired up you got him on. See the way it sounded. Tannehill is number one on Rev's list for what it looked. I could be wrong.
And watch what I tell you. He'll be back in Miami next year.
Ooh.
They're gonna cut him in Tennessee, and he'll be back in Miami next year.
Ooh. Mm. That sounds a little interesting. And who knows? Who knows? Like I said, you may be on to something because there's gonna be a lot of moving and shaking going on after the season somewhere. So that's a note we got to make on there because I'm telling you, if something that comes to fruition, we got to give Rev his flowers for that prediction. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Hey, Mark.
I would say, man, quite a few dudes stealing money. I say Mitch Trubisky.
that's a good. Mitch
ain't stealing money. Mitch still on his first contract, man. Stealing
money. And I agree, my man. I'd say Jadeveon Clowney has stolen money for about the last.
Woo! Yeah. Four years. I mean, how you go with all that money and you only had, two sacks the whole season? Two.
Man, again, I'm telling y'all. It's the name of the jersey. I'm talking about players stealing money because I don't like this fact because if somebody offers you the same amount of money, if they offered you a raise for doing half of what you do at work, I bet you every last one of y'all would take it.
Yeah. Now, my mind you, this was not my idea. This is not Romar's idea.
On this. It was Mill, the crossover.
Mill is the on crossover the side of management. You was upper management friend.
look, wait, when you get a phone call at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're like, hey man, we got something to talk about. I'm like, okay, what's going on here now? I'm gonna be buying or something. Who's stealing money? I'm like, huh? What?
I'm on the player side. Get as much as you can for as little as you can do. Y'all, that's the side I'm on.
It's called being a point guard, if y'all don't see what I'm talking about. What about what we saw last weekend with Dak Prescott? Are we putting him in the stealing money category?
No.
Nobody steals
no.
Jerry's money.
No.
Jerry was willing to give it to you after a while.
Don't forget this. The Cowboys had 12 wins this year. The Cowboys had a decent regular season team.
Exactly.
But the Cowboys can't win.
When
they messed up by letting Amari Cooper go. They don't have no other really receivers other than CeeDee Lamb. Zeke then lost two to five steps. Pollard got hurt. They ain't got the line they used to have. Some people can't elevate a team. They can just be as good as the team around them. And that's Dak Prescott. Rain Dakota Prescott. He's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He is Tony. He's the light-skinned version of Tony Romo.
Well, I've also heard comparisons of the black. Oh, hold on. The Kirk Cousins, the black Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, the black. Out. Yeah, he the black Kirk Cousins. Now that was a rumor. That was a rumor that Amari Cooper said that they had to be separated at the end of the playoff exit last season. That's why Amari Cooper left. There was a rumor about that's. I'm not saying it's true or not.
I heard the same thing.
Yeah.
So that might have been where it came from. I ain't trying to stir the pot, but I gotta put Dak Prescott on there for this and this reason only. You cannot have a game like that, and at the end of it, throw this man so far under the bus without saying he's stealing money. You can't have it both ways. Even the Cowboys' Twitter page threw Dak under the bus.
Or the coaching staff stealing money.
So
that last play was garbage.
It was atrocious.
It was worse than backyard football.
So if you want to blame it all on Dak Prescott, you gotta say he's stealing money. And this is what the Cowboys is doing. When you talk to a Cowboy fan, what the first thing they say, oh man, Dak let me down, man. Dak threw that game. Dak blew it for us. Dak this, Dak that, Dak this. I mean, don't get me wrong. That defense was still outstanding, but you know, it takes 11 on both sides. And a bunch of other things that the normal average football fan is not going to understand. But still, if you're going to put that all on him, he's got to be on this list. And also his kicker, Brett Maher.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm sorry. When you miss 5 straight field goals.
Extra points. I mean, how you miss it from 20 yards? And 5 times in a row.
And miss 6 out of your last 8. Miss 6. You're 2 for 8 over 3 games.
But somehow you make a 43-yard field goal, but you can't make a 20. Let that sink in.
Here's the trip part about Dak Prescott. The Cowboys gonna mess around and draft a quarterback this year. And, cause he ain't got, after this year, he ain't got no more guaranteed money. They gonna cut him next year. He's not gonna be their quarterback in 2024. And then the Cowboys gonna go 6-10. For the next 5 years before they find somebody that can play quarterback. People forget about them years when they had Quincy Carter.
Oh, but I haven't.
Me neither.
Them years between Troy Aikman and Tony Romo was some lean cowboy years, boy.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go through things like that. We all had some lean years with our football team. And speaking of lean years, isn't that what the Cincinnati Bengals, Brian Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, had the nerve to throw all this shade on the Cincinnati Bengals, talking about they had to go through some lean years to get the Joe Burrows and to get the Jamar Chase. And I'm like,
Hit the Megan Thee Stallion and the baby crybaby joke. Hit the crybaby joke. Wham, wham, wham.
Oh, that man
crying like a little punk, man. Come on, show. Hey, all that, man. Look, he just mad because he couldn't do it. Y'all just paid Josh out. Y'all just paid that man. It ain't like y'all ain't go out and y'all ain't draft a receiver because y'all had to go trade for it. So, Brad Bean, you ain't doing your job, sir.
You can
do your job.
Yeah, let's not act like the Buffalo Bills didn't have to go through those lean years also. Wasn't the New England Patriots part of their division like last 20 years? Haven't been the New England Patriots winning all those division titles?
Well, like 17 in a row?
Yeah, during that Tom Brady, how many times Buffalo been to the playoffs?
What, maybe once? Maybe, if that.
Yeah, so then they have some lean years and some high draft picks also?
Exactly.
Alright then, I'm with you, Rev. I mean, don't get mad at them because they did their job better than you did.
And look, you know, for the longest time, Cincinnati had the least people in the NFL in their scouting department, and they were only scout the big team. All Cincinnati Bengals did was look at TV and said, ooh, Joe Mixon. I know he smacked a woman in the bar, but he's a good runner, so we're going to get him. Ooh, Joe Burrow. He won a national championship. We're going to get him. Ooh, Jamar Chase. He was with Joe Burrow. Let's get him. But they did what we do. Look at team, look at college football on Saturday and pick the best players.
And not only the best players, the best matchups too. Everybody getting the old college team, because I can say the same thing about Jalen Hurts getting all his Alabama guys, the AJ Browns, the Devontae Smith. They brought those guys in for him. You know, so it works both ways. And got Cam
Tua and Waddle.
Exactly. Exactly.
Might not see that combination again though.
Nope. You might not.
Yeah, Rev, what's going on with Miami? What's going on with Tua, bro?
Tua's still in concussion protocol, man. That man can't see straight. That man can't go. He can't go in a lighted room. He can't get on an airplane, man.
Oh, my God.
It's time for like I told y'all weeks ago, when he got that other concussion in Green Bay, Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Had to hang up your cleats, sir. Hang your jersey up. You can be forever remembered as one of the greatest one season quarterbacks in Miami history.
Yes.
Go to coaching, man. You don't need to get back on that field. Life is bigger than football, bro.
Yeah, and I say this before I try and toss it over to Mark. If anybody, not only with Tua himself, anybody that'll put him on the field, I ain't got no respect for you. I mean, there's gotta be a lock or something. Someone just say, no, you have to retire. After all of this. After all this, you gotta hang it up. Mark.
Well, you know what? It's twofold because see, he's gotta wanna quit, number one. Number two,